Good morning, this past week, staff is afternoon Aleph, in the fourth paragraph of Mesechus Ksubis. We'll start from the Mishnah on the afternoon Aleph. Start the Mishnah. Because of the Ksuba, that a person didn't write a Ksuba. Shtak Ksuba was not written. Start the Mishnah, Psul Devi Mastayim, Hamona Mona, Mibnei Shuhu Tanai Bezdin. So the mission, nevertheless, that the chayv is there, and the isha could collect with the proper conditions of collecting. Dies, he's megarisher. Each one according to what the amount of money that they're deserving to have. Pesula, which is masayim, and almono, which is amonon. They should tnai bezdin. Tanai Bezdin over here, what this means over here is that this is a takona that Bezdin instituted, and the chayiv is an involuntary chayiv, comes along with the nisuin. Maybe if you hold it, and Rus has a ksuba, it's also. Right, you know, as far as that's concerned, right? And Arus, we had before, right? Arus has a ksuba, right? We can think about that. Back upon him, what Shushai Bezdin means that it's something that he doesn't have to pray to his chayvus. Means that as follows, that there's one kind of understood that maybe a person's obligated to write a ksuba. But the obligation to write a ksuba is just like all other ways a person obligates himself in money, that he has to go through the steps and create that obligation. So the concept of Tanai Bezdin that the Mishnah refers to over here is that this is different, that it's not just that he's mechuyev to create the obligation, and if he doesn't, then the obligation is not there, and he's doing something wrong. You know, maybe as a it's considered bilas nusif if there is no ksuba. But over here, this mission is saying that the obligation is chal even without he himself creating that obligation. And we'll see in the Mishnah that how much goes into that. What does he need to create, if at all, and what his chayvus is there regardless. Zok the Mishnah. Koslos Sada Shavim Mona Tachas Mosayim Zuz. Mishnah says the following case. He writes a ksuba. However, he writes in the ksuba, right, which we said, mentioned many times, the ksuba is a shtar. It's a shtar hischayvus. Essentially, like all other shtaris, which it's a monetary issue. Primarily, that's what it is. And it's mechayiv of him certain monetary hischayvusin. So cost of loss sode shovem mona tachas mosayim zuz. That if you wrote in the ksuba that the payment of the ksuba will be from a specific field which is worth a mona. Tachas Masayim Zuz. I mean, he's marrying a Besula, so the Chiv Ksuba really is 200. And he set aside that the payment of this, of the Ksuba should be on a certain field, and that field is only worth one mono. The Loi Kosav Lo Kol Nechosin De Isli Achro in the Ksubosech. And he didn't write in the Ksuba what should have been written in the Ksuba, what should have been in the Ksuvah, that all his nechasim, all his properties are responsible and are collectible for the Ksuvah. So the Mishnah chayiv. Nevertheless, he's chayiv. Because this is also Tnai Bezdin.
So are there two issues here?
Now, very good, very good. Right. So. What is the issue over here? If the issue was just an issue of collecting from the field, then why are we mentioning? Why is it important that the field is only worth one mana? Right. He's mechuyev 200. He's mechuyev 200. So by him setting up a field which is only worth 100, so wouldn't that be equivalent to just be mechayim himself part of the chiyev? Right? Which lechayer that should have been. That should have been already understood from the first part of the Mishnah. The Mishnah says if the person, even though he doesn't obligate himself, but Tnai Bezdin is obligates him whatever amount that he's mechuyev. Right. So what does the Mishnah mean over here? Now, I mean, in addition to that, like I just mentioned before, there's the definitely one point in the Mishnah over here is question is what is collectible. Now we'll see maybe in the Gemara about this, but at this point we could raise the question in that, right? Let's focus on that part of things. That he limited the collection to a specific field. That's what he did. Now, when we say he limited the collection to a specific field, we know that there is two levels of collection. There's something called a collection of Bnei Chayrin. That means to collect the nechostim that are by him.
Meaning movables?
No, not mean movables. I mean means that they're still under his jurisdiction at the time when the chayv is due. Right, that's called bnei chayv. Right,
that movables and carbon.
So I mean, theoretically, it could refer to everything, right? Mm-hmm. As far as what we're focusing on right now. We mean that as opposed to Mishubadim, means fields that were sold away. So at the time of collection, that they're not by the person that's Mechuyiv anymore. And now it's a question of taking them away from the Kuchas because this Chayiv was there previously and the field was bought with the Shivit on it. So over here, when we're saying that he limited it to one field, what is the limitation referring to? Is the limitation referring to just the shibud, or the limitation therefore it's only relevant if we need to go to the kuchens, right? Or is the limitation over here even in the initial collection of the bnei chayrin? Right, that he set up that payment for this chayv is only from this field. And we'll see in the Gemara about that which of these two, both or only one, is that's referring to. So the question he asked before is that how many halachas over here are in the Mishnah? So the truth is that the Mefarshim Taka talk about that. Yeah, it would look like there's really two points in this bava of the Mishnah. One point is the fact that he was Mishabed Akak, which doesn't have the value. Now, I believe that the Ritzvah says, to explain this part, that he says the following, that generally there's halacha of in a nolo karkois, because a karka is not something which has a specific price, and therefore even if one charges a lot for it, but it's whatever the price is set up is considered its price. So therefore, over here, one might have thought that in setting up the karka, this is the payment. So really, what he's doing is he's viewing the karka as a value of 200. Right? That's what he's doing over here. Right? Rather than looking at it that he's only willing to pay part of the ksuba. But what he's doing over here is that he's setting up the payment that we're viewing the karka over here as a $200 value, and therefore it is covering the whole chay. And that's what the Mishnah is saying, that you can't do. Right? That's the chiddush of that part of the Mishnah, of the fact that the Mishnah is using that. But aside from that, like we're saying, that there's another point in the Mishnah, that the Mishnah is discussing that if he's limiting the place of payment, on that the Mishnah says is that the Tanai, because of Tanai Bezdin, then he can't limit the place of payment. And since the Iker his Chayvus of Ktubah Mitzadei Takana is that all his Nechasim are responsible for it, like the Mishnah says, Time Bezin means that all his nechasim are responsible. Right, we'll see a little more in the Gemara about that, what that refers to, like I mentioned before, whether that's B'nai Chayrin or Mishabon also. Let's see Rashi. So Rashi, V'loi cost of law, kol nechasim. Now look at this Rashi. Rashi says, but the cost of kol nechasim chayev li is kol nechasim achroim lo lo yochol lo imar lo ein lich el sada haksuva loch b'shtak subasech. Rashi says that all of his nechasim are responsible, take on the responsibility to pay, and he can't tell her ein lich el sada haksuva loch b'shtak subasech. Now, I mean, Rashi, the Mashmoyes L'chor of Rashi sounds like that we're talking about fields that he has. Words, we're not going to Lukuchas. Rashi's Mashmoyes that we're talking about that's the issue over here. Okay, we'll see in Maskoron and Gemara that there's probably totally in the Tutusim of the Gemara this question, this issue over here. But L'chor, the mashmoys of this Rashi is that he sounds like he's talking about from the husband himself. Yeah. Okay. We'll get there. We'll come back around. We'll see.
Yeah. That says that the habimino was that in orala karkos. Since in orala karkos, you can designate one field and you can say it's worth 200 zuz.
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay, very good. Right. Mm-hmm. Okay, let's see. Okay, so we learned... So
just on the Rav's diuk, that from Rashi, isn't the word achrayin, mashma, that it is from the lekuchos?
Yeah, why do you hear that?
I don't know what it's achrayin means. Right? Isn't that a lesson
of Meshubit? Does Achroim mean Meshubit? Or Achroim means
that's
just...
That's how I understood it, but it might not.
I mean, it's true that the Gemara uses that term, Achrai is Toy Sefer, right? In that context.
The Chosim Shesham Achrai.
Yeah. But I would think that... that if he's talking to, you know, if the question is from the kluchas, so it should be the lekeach who's telling him that, right? Not the husband, right? And usually if you claim to him shubam and there's a question whether you have the right or not, so it's the lekeach who is defending his character that he bought. So it's mashma to me from the fact that it sounds like that the husband's talking over here, that the question is collecting from him or from his notion,
not to be difficult, but where did it say the husband is the speaker here?
No, from the fact it doesn't mention the lekeach, it sounds like that's who we're talking about. It's the same person who was the chasav.
The lekeach, when I say kol nechasai, all my nechasim are attached to this.
No, but I'm saying below yachol. I'm not going to go on the below yachol lomar la. Doesn't say if that's the.
No, he's saying maybe lekeach is talking. Maybe lekeach is talking.
He wouldn't say.
Talking about low cost of love. Low cost of love. The Rashi doesn't talk about the husband.
And it says, there's car in the custom. Car in the custom. All properties that.
That was the mashmois really the ikar is from the fact that. That it would sound like it goes back on the cost of law, and I would have thought that if it was a lekeach, then Rashi would stress lekeach. That was mashmois.
I'm not sure I'm understanding the disagreement here. I mean, obviously the kasuba was written by the husband, so what's the question?
The question over here is: are we is this an issue of mishubadim collecting from a lekeach, or are we collecting from the husband himself?
Okay. Well, I mean. He put a specific piece of land in the ksubu. So didn't he do that in order that, in theory, that he should be able to sell all of his other land, and when the people come to buy them, they'll say, well, maybe your wife will come to take away from your ksubu, and he'll show them ksubu. He says, no, I designated a piece of land already in the ksubu, so you should feel free to buy the land from me now, because you see, the ksubu is already covered. I designated a piece of land in the ksuba, this other piece of land you can buy for me, and that's the reason. Isn't that the whole reason that he's putting it in there?
Possibly, but according to that, then if at the time of collection he has other fields, right, would she be able to collect from the other fields? Or did this designation only affect the kulches, or it's a place of collection even if other fields are still by him?
Well, I guess I'm going to answer the question this way, because I'm not really sure I understand the question as it's stated, but it seems to me that if this designation works, and he's only chayav in this piece of land, then whether he owns other pieces of land currently, or whether he sold other pieces of land and they're in the yad of the kluchos, she can't go after them. If this designation doesn't work because it was only 100 and he has to pay and he has to be chayav 200, then she should be able to go after any land, whether he owns the land or whether he sold the land. It seems to me it doesn't make a difference. Why would it make a difference?
From where you're coming from, if he's only doing it to protect lekuchas, it really should only be relevant to shibudim, right? If that's what he's doing, right? So basically, he's saying.
I didn't say he's only okay. He's saying protecting himself and lekuchas.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. So that was the question over here, right? That was the question over here. Is what he's doing over here only for the purpose of lekuchas? And if that was so it's only a question of a shibud, and therefore if it's by him, then this designation, you know, is not relevant. Or the designation is even by him. Now that was really what the point was.
So you're saying there's a havamina thing, meaning just like, let's just say it this way. He had metaltolin that if he owns metaltolin and she divorces a woman, she obviously can come after him. He never owned any karka. He divorced a woman. and he has lots and lots of metaltolin. Obviously, she can collect from the metaltolin. We don't say that a woman can't collect from metaltolin if her husband still owns them. But if he sold metaltolin, there's obviously no shivud on metaltolin.
Right.
Right. I mean, when we mask him to that?
What?
I don't think so. The first half is you can go after metaltolin? I don't think so. I think that going after metaltolin is only by yorshim or having a shivud. I think if, and Rav Chaim Brisk says clearly like this, so but it seems to me that a husband can't come and say, I never owned any karka, you have no ksuba from me. He's got $50 million of metaltolin, and he never owned any karka, and he's going to say, you don't get a ksuba. I don't have any karka? I don't think so. Not Mustafa. I don't know, would you say?
Okay,
you disagree with that?
This is a side point. This is a side
okay,
point.
Okay, fine. So, all right, well, what was the question? Is you something? So you want to say that maybe this is only protecting, so just like metaltolin by him, the way that I'm saying it, she can come after, but metaltolin that she sold, he can't go after. That maybe this karka, it's the same way that he put in the 100 only to say that you can't go after Lukuchos for the extra 200, but if I own the karka, you can go after it? I'm not sure how you'd make such a chiluk. If the designation doesn't work, it doesn't work, and if it works,
no,
it works.
No, I'm not talking about it working. I want to know what he did. What did he do? What was this designation?
If he's chayiv in the second 100, then why shouldn't he be able to go after Lukuchos?
See, we discussed that there's really two points going on over here. Even if this karka was worth the full amount, but there's still a question that are the karkas collectible? Right? It could be relevant if this karka is not available at the time because this karka got destroyed or whatever it was.
Okay. I hear there's an issue if the karka gets destroyed, right? So she might be able to go beyond, but I mean, so that might always be a risk. I mean, even if he designated, but then the Gemara could have told us, or the Mishnah could have told us, why did I have to say he designated that it was worth only 100? I mean,
so
he said he designated it was worth 200,
in the first few minutes of the Shir, we discussed that there are really two halachas the Mepharshim explained going on in the Mishnah. Right.
Okay.
We'll see in the Gemara. Okay, I just really meant to bring that up. To bring out when the Gemara discusses this, we'll see this. Okay. Regardless, I think what you're saying definitely that's what we're saying sounds like in the Rashi over here. That's what I was pointing out.
Mm-hmm.
And you're saying that's partial, right? Well, why should you think otherwise? Okay. Okay. Yeah. At the end of the day, you might be right in the Gemara, right? Let's see. Okay, let's see the Mishnah a little further. Okay. The third Bava in the Mishnah. Zok the Mishnah. Loikost of law in Tishbastoi Tishtaboi Afakinach. If he didn't write in the Ksuba this obligation to be paid to her if she's captured, monetary obligation to come up with the money to redeem her, va'isvinach li le'intu, and the what was supposed to be was that he'll take her back if she's muteris to him, uvekoyhenes, and by koyhenes what the obligation is, ahadrinach lemdin asich, but kehenis means because she's asura to him, because of the halacha of shvuya.
She becomes a
zayda? Yeah, right, and the ishus kohen that was nensa, even if she was nensa, she's asura lebailo.
Doesn't matter who is ma'anasar.
Right. Right. Yeah.
Oh. What's the question?
Because we have a thing about our Eishes Yisrael. A regular Eivah Pnuyo might become a Zayna if, let's say, a guy was Mizana with her, or Eved, or different things. She might become a Zayna just from the Maisa Bia, but I guess any Bias Isser, so she's an Eishes Ish, so she's a Bias Isser. So any Bias Isser is for sure makes her a Zayna, but okay, forget it. Scratch it. Go on.
Okay, no, I mean, so some people say that a bias akum is a nothing. So that's what I thought you
meant. Zemasum, zemasism?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what I thought
you
meant.
Okay. Because
there's shruya, she's probably shruya by God. Yeah, because that question maybe is a shruya question, but this is we're just referring to this as mitam within a shruya, right? Whatever questions you have on the ikadin a shruya, you have to review the topics over there, right? But that's, I don't think that's a new question here. Yeah. So Nachmos, what do we just see over here? That's a chiyuv to be, a person has a chiyuv to redeem his wife, and whether she's also to him or not, depends on whether taking her back or not is part of his responsibility. Zokt Sokrashi, Huvokihenes, Sheni Yochol Kaimo, Mishinishbis, but if she's an Eishes Kohen, her husband's a Kohen, so he can't stay married to her once she's an Eishes, then Kaisev Loach, Akinach, Vahajinach, and Dinosich, that's his responsibility to bring her back.
He has to give her a get.
Right. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Right. We're just discussing on how far his obligation goes. His obligation is not to take her back, right? Because she's also to her. So the Mishnah. Shehu Tnai Bezdin. Right. So that refers to the Iker Chiyuv pidyon piruk. Even if doesn't obligate himself, that's Tnai Bezdin, and therefore that Hizchaivus is chal on him, even if he doesn't create that Hizchaivus. So the Mishnah, Nishpis, Chayvus Toiso, now this is, Mishnah's talking about the general halacha over here. What's Bechlal, or how? What are the guidelines of this halacha? Nishpis Chayvus Toiso, Vimoma Harei, Gita, Uksubo, Kivis Asma, Enereshoi. Right, this case is not talking about necessarily, if he left it out, even if it was written in. Right, so the Mishnah like this. In other words, what Mishnah is discussing a situation like this, right? If she's nishpis and the ransom is a very large amount of money, ksuba is less. So if the husband would like to get out of that his chayvus, so he'll be megarsher and pay the ksuba, and he'll save himself.
Well, normally he has to be paid and then eventually he has to pay the ksuba also. Here he wants to only pay one. Even if it's not more money, he doesn't want from his nechassim to have to pay for the pidyon and for the ksuba.
Okay, either that, or not necessarily he'll end up having to pay the ksuba, depends on what the end of the story is.
The divorce is.
Yeah, exactly, if that happens, right?
Like me and she
does first. Right, so Zokta Mishnah, Eina Rashoi. He can't do that. So Rashi, Eina Rashoi. Shekfar Nischaya Vipidyoina Mishanispis. Mishanispis. That the chiv was already chal on him, so it doesn't help him to divorce her. What he's trying to accomplish is that she's not his wife, and therefore he doesn't have the responsibility to be paid to her. But Rashi says that the chiv was chal already prior, so it doesn't help to be megarish. It's not gonna take off that chiv that's already there. Zokta Mishno Loksa Chayv Rapoisa. The Mishnah over here discusses the halacha of if a person's wife gets sick. Lokso, that's what this halacha is, that the responsibility, the monetary schaivus of refuah is also chiyuv that the husband has. Lokso chayv da poistum. However, over here, Omar Harei Gita uksubasot rapes atzman rashoy. But over here, zokta mishnah, but over here, if he doesn't want to pay the expenses, so over here he could give her a get, pay the ksuba, and he won't be mechuyev anymore. So Rashi, chayl rapoyso, shaharufuo kimizaynis. And Rashi says something over here, which is really a shayl in the Rishonim, that this chiyev refuo, what is the basis of this chiyev refuo? So Rashi would be mashman, and I think Tosfos also is more like that, the sanction that the chiyev is kimizaynis, which means that this is included in the chiyev mizaynis. That chiyuv mezaynus is not limited just to food. The idea of mezaynus is that she should be able to, you know, to maintain her health, right? And, you know, to maintain person's health by giving them food. But in the event that a person gets sick, and to maintain their health, there's other expenses. Is that's all bechlal the chiyuv of mezaynus. Right, other Rishonim understand that the chiyuv that is chiyuv is a takana by itself, not related to mizaynus.
Is it an exchange for something? You know, everything is an exchange for something else.
I'm trying to remember. Papyrus. So, let me give a look over here for a moment. I don't see right now an exchange.
According to that, also it's not written specifically in the Ksuba. It's just that it's not based in. Unless I need to reread a Ksuba, but it doesn't say we're still in the Ksuba.
It does not.
It does not? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. That works. They could have gone to Rashi.
Right. That's okay. That's a good point that you're raising over there. You know, if it's a separate chiv, why is it not written in the Ikunos Chaksuva?
Mm-hmm.
So
that's
Rashi, right? Right. So maybe in the Chacham those Rishayim it is written. Oh. Right. I don't know. Yeah, basically. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's the point. We can connect to be Mivar. So let's see. Now, but let's just point at this last thing over here. The Mishnah makes a difference between the Chiyuv Pidyon and the Chiyuv Refuah, right? As far as if he could get out of that, his chayv was by b'migarishim. So Rashi Rashi says she'ein adam chayv lozun girushalstein. A person that mechuyev to give mizaynus. Right. So Rashi is explaining this al pi shitosai. Right, the Rashi says that the chiyuv refuah is mitam mizaynus. So just like he's not mechuyev in mizaynus, so too that he's not mechuyev in refuah.
but she was already sick what before he divorced her.
Mm-hmm.
And Rashi says Shekvar is chayev be pidyonam mishanishpis. So why don't we say Shekvar is chayev be rifuasa mishanishpis?
Very good. Right, right. That's the question. That's the question. Very good. That's the question you have to ask yourself over here. Right. So let's just think about that for a moment. I mean, Rashi compares that to Mizdoinis. And Rashi says that this would be comparable to paying for Mizdoinis after a person is Megarish. Right? Now, like you're saying, of course, if a person, let's say, his wife bought Mizdoinis before the Gerishin. Right, and the grocery store sends him the bill after the gerushin, right? That avada he has to pay, right? And as avada the kfar is chayiv, right? You always have a kfar is chayiv even by mizoynis, right? So when we say mizoynis doesn't have to, that there's no kfar is chayiv. And as we've seen like this, that by mizoynis, chayiv mizoynis is a constant is chayiv every day, every moment. Right, her. That's when you're mechuyev. So when we talk about when she needs a refuah, right? What are we talking about? So of course, if we're talking about that the medicine was ordered, the operation was done. So in a chami, even mezainis bechagavna. That's like yesterday's meal, right? So we're talking about something which wasn't yet paid for, but you want to say that she got sick. She got sick before, right? So on that, l'chayra, what we have to look into is like this, is that the fact that she got sick, is that mechayev him, or it's like mizayis. She has a need. Her food bill is greater now because her food bill, it's there's medicine involved, or even an operation, whatever it is. But the chiv is a constant one. We are right now, right? That's what it is, right? And it's because someone gets sick and they need an operation, that his chiv is for that is not all chal in this moment, right? Yeah. Right. So, if she lived this moment, there wasn't a chiyuv. The chiyuv is to do what you can, to keep her healthy. So it's something which really is in
chadish.
I would hear over here what this is. So it's not a finalized chiyuv what she needs in the future, right? Right. It's just something that. So if the medicine was purchased, and the payment wasn't done yet, so then that's takalak mizaynus, right? But
what about the medicine wasn't purchased, but she needs medicine today, right this minute?
So when's today?
Were they married?
Before the divorce.
And what?
So Farnes Chaim Tehira.
But did he give her or not? No. So what happened? He should
have to give her that medicine for right now, even if maybe tomorrow's operation is not included, but the medicine she needs today should be included, even if he wants to divorce her right now.
Well, the question is, what does need mean?
Well, even food. Yeah. What's let's think about that. Yeah. Right? Let's say she needs food. Right? Trent, he wasn't around. Right? She didn't eat that day. So now what? So is he mechuyev to pay her? Or in a chanami, you needed it, but she didn't need it, and shine, that's what it is. So that's what this medicine did. Did she take it? Did she not take it? He's saying she needed it. In a chanami, you could have come to him, and he would have had to pay it. Right? But if it wasn't done, so shine. So then it's not. There's no chiv that he's obligated for it if it wasn't taken.
Something I feel like between Mizonos and Pidyon, that they say that Mizonos, he was taking her mysis, and he was giving Mizonos all along. He gave her food every single day for the past how long they were married. But by Pidyon, he was taking, he was taking her payros from the list of Malut, but he wasn't giving anything. And now comes the time when he's supposed to really pay up. He owes that, and even if he divorced that, he can't get out of the chiyuv.
Right. So what exactly is that?
I understood that, right? It's like an insurance policy. In other words, food. You have a constant arrangement where he's getting your mesh yadel, paying for the food, right?
But what's the deal for food?
So therefore, once the arrangement stops, so then her chiyuv to, you know, supply him, and his chiyuv to supply her ends.
The arrangement, an electric bill, right? But you don't pay for electricity after you move out of the house.
Right, okay.
But by pidyon, it's more like an insurance policy. In other words, he's not paying anything. He's getting a payment. Comes the chiyuv, so now the insurance company can't say, look, it's a great deal, but I want to, end it at this point.
In other words, once
the chiyuv comes in, so now she earned that right. I mean, of course, if they divorce, then the policy's over, and then she gets kidnapped, you know, then the policy's over. But if it's before she gets divorced, so that was the arrangement, is that that chiyuv comes at that moment.
Okay. Fine. Now let's see. Let's get this shtuku gemara. Okay. Zok the gemara. Mani Reb Meir he. Now the gemara is going to discuss. Right, we saw this gemara. We saw the gemara. The gemara is going to discuss that the first two babas in the Mishnah are touching on two issues which are a machlekes, Reb Meir and Reb Yehuda, and our Mishnah is the Reish and the Sefer are not the same Tana. So let's see. Zaltim Mora. Mani Reb Meir he d'omra kol apoyches lebesula b'masayim almona b'mona harezu bilaznus. Zok the Gemara is the Reish of our Mishnah. The first case of our Mishnah says that he didn't write any ksuba at all. Right? The Mishnah says that he's mechuyev. He's still mechuyev the amount of that the ksuba is supposed to be. Zok the Gemara, that is like Reb Meir. Now we'll see in a minute what we mean when we say that.
Doesn't everyone agree? Kala below ksuba, asla bala kenida.
That could be true.
I think it's a Mishnah and
Masechta. Right, but is that the same issue?
No. So the question is, what's below ksuba? What does it mean below ksuba? That's the machlokes tanaim. What does it mean below ksuba?
Okay.
If there's zero ksuba, or if there's not the ksuba that for a pesula and 100.
Where are you? You're.
I don't know where I am.
Then. Are you in our Mishnah, or you're in the Gemara?
You're telling me that the machlokes of Meir and Yehuda.
I didn't stay with my focus there. We didn't get there yet. let's just get.
Maybe what's bothering him is the eventual answer that the Gemara gives. Yeah. He's saying the Gemara gives on Daf is obvious to him at this point.
So
right?
let's speak it through over here. Right, Mani Reb Meir he the Omar. Let's see. I see. Right. So the Gemara is going to bring us over here on Machlokes. What's the case of the Machlokes? The Braisa says as follows: Kol apoyches lebsula, kol apoyches lebsula, mimasayim la'mon mona harezu bilaznus. The Rabbi Yehuda ha'omar, Rabbi Yehuda argues over there, and Yehuda says as follows: Rotsa kaisev lebsula shtar shal masayim, he kasev es kabat mincha mono, ul'almono mono v'kasev es kabat mincha chamishim zuz. The machlokes over there is in this case that Rabbi Yehuda says the rotsa koisiv, which means is like this, that primarily there's a machila going on over here, meaning to say as follows, right? Machlokes is that could one set up through machila that he won't be mechuyev the entire ksuva? How could you possibly do that? That means initially he'll have the full hechayvus written in the ksuva, full amount of money. Now she'll give him a shaver, a receipt that she received payment of part, even though she really didn't. But that will act as a mechila. That's basically what she's doing there. So she's being moichel part of the ksuba. So practically speaking, that the amount that the ksuba is giving mechayiv him is less than the full amount because she was moichel part of it. That's the machlokes between the mayor and the Yehuda. The mayor says, "Kol person mubsul masayim mamon mon harez ubil aznus." If one is poiches, and kipshuta, that means that therefore she can't be moichel. Mechila doesn't help. And Rabbi Yehuda says that mechila does help. Now, what does this have to do with our Mishnah? Right? So let's see the Rashi. Zok Rashi. Look to the Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, the Befer HaFlik. Fine. Vika tell us Hiskabalti. Zok Rashi, Loshin Shoiver, the Hiskabalti means that I accepted payment. Right? That's what she's writing to him. Right? Shaver that the shaver means this, it means something which breaks the obligation, right? Because he's showing that he had payment. So shaver.
Is the Gemara's example of 200, 100, and Balmana 150 dafka or any amounts? She can write his kabalti the full amount, his kabalti 99%, or is it specifically because both examples are 50%?
Mm-hmm.
Is that dafka or is it just?
I hear two stakes that you that one thing is that could you do the whole thing?
Yes.
And if you can't do the whole thing, could you do any amount or only till a half? Right. Mm-hmm. Okay, so that's a good question. I would think that the amount that definitely is lav dafka. Now, whether you can do the whole thing or not, that I hear more of a question. Right? The mashmois would be that some kind of ksuba that you need to have. Just the question is being poiches. Right, but if you moichel the whole thing, there is no ksuba at all, then you can't do it. Yeah, okay.
So if you understand that it's lav dafka and you could do the whole thing, then you can understand lo kasav lo ksuba means she was moichel the whole thing.
Okay.
So
very
if
good.
You don't understand, okay. And that's the kasha. Right, that's exactly what's bothering the Gemara.
Okay, so let's get there. Michael's saying very good, right? And let's take a seat. You're saying very good, right? Let's see. So let's see that in the Rashi. Rashi is Loshin Shoyve. Vafila in the Siyabler. The Meir Ein Echel Alimcha Vuuda Tachtov. That she can't be Moichel Vuuda Tachtov. She could be Moichel later when the Chiv comes. But at this point, Buda Tachos, she can't be Moichel. Now Rashi says the following. Umasit namit dikosayin lekosu lo ksubo, koive ksubo so shleim lo kosaka det vafilu mochlo. Rashi says, right, and Michael's saying very good, right, you see from the Gemara like this, that the reason why the Gemara felt that our Mishnah is getting involved in that machlokes is because this that our Mishnah talks about, that loikos of ksuba, that's not limited only to that if no ksuba was written at all, but if the loikos loksuba is a result of his kabalti. Kosaka daitach bafilu mochlo. So if that's so, then that would tell us that this machlekes of being moichel according to Bihudu, who says that he could be moichel, would even be the whole thing. Mm-hmm. Very good. Shkoyach. Right? Now,
the Masifta makes it sound like that Rameir holds that Ksuba is Daraisa and Rebuto is Ksuba is Rabban.
That's true. But is that the reasoning for this, or that's just the true fact?
Rameir holds that tonight doesn't work to potter him.
Okay, very good. Now there is a shaila in the Mishnayim, whether it's mechila doesn't work, right? Or maybe the mechila does work, l'kuli alma, but the issue is bilas nus, right? That she's awesome. There's an ister over here, so that will right, whether there's a problem of mas mashkas b'teri or not, right? The chara will be dependent on this question and the rishonim. What this means. Rashi definitely is mashma, and I think we're trying to bring Rashi forward from saying that's a question whether she could be moichel, right? And that would be an explanation.
If they get married and she's moichel, there's a get, she's supposed to get the matayim zuz. She's not moichel.
After the divorce.
Yes, so that's Rashi. Well, Rashi says she could be moichel afterwards.
Right. So right. Then it wouldn't be a bilas zuz.
I mean, if he's engaged, he's not around.
She's only able to be marital according to her after they're already divorced. She can do the mechila after.
Yeah. Right.
But while they were
because
married,
at the time they had the bia, he was still chayav and there was still
right,
regular tshuva, so there's no bila
znus.
Right. Right. You want to retroactively.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, it seems like, and the Ritva seems to address this issue, but it seems like it's a Torah hafufa, meaning if you're going to say it's a bila znus, then there really was never a ksuba, and why is he chayav to pay? Meaning the Mishnah says that he's chayav to pay, even if she was...
They're married, they got married.
Tell them why is it a bila znus?
It's a drabbanon. It's not a real bilasnus. It's like a bilasnus.
Right.
It's not a real bilasnus.
Michael's asking if the
chiyuv. They're married, right? The chachamim didn't want the gnosko to be hefker. So it's.
But if he's chayiv anyway, pay the ksuba. And you see, the ksuba was a good ksuba. Right? He says chayiv. In the end of the day, he has to pay the whole Messiah. So if he has to pay the whole Messiah, then he was always chayiv in the Messiah. Why is it a bilasnus?
That's a valid question. And that's the answer to that, right? That's me.
She can't do
it. She tried to forgive the ksuba, but
right.
It doesn't work.
Right.
So then, why does Rameir say it's like a bilas nus, just that they have a bia and he's not giving her ksuba when he has to give her the ksuba anyway? The rabbi's going to force his ksuba. So why is it like a bilas nus? She doesn't have some sleep stuff. She doesn't rely on it. She doesn't realize that she's getting the ksuba. So she thinks that she's not
going to be true. So let's see where we stand. Where we're standing right now is like this: that the Mishnah, the way we were reading the Mishnah, really is does not get involved in a mechila at all. Right? So this that the Gemara says that Manam Astinson Remeir, that our Mishnah is getting involved in machlokes of mechila, and our Mishnah says that she cannot be moichel. That there's an assumption that the Gemara is making that the Mishnah includes a case of mechila. That's what Rashi is saying. Rashi says that kosaf adaitach v'afilu mochlo, even if she's moichel. Now, maybe that needs explanation. Like, where does this come from? Why did the Gemara assume that?
Wouldn't it be simple that she got married, she didn't get a ksuva, so, you know, what's she thinking? Obviously she's thinking that, okay, I'll do it without a ksuva, right? She was agreeing to the terms.
No, she didn't get a ksuva at all. He didn't write anything.
Right. Huh. And she got married, right?
No, so at the end of the day, we say we don't make such an assumption. Because there, we say she's so made on tonight based in.
We're still at the beginning of the day, though.
Yeah. I did. So you're saying good, but there's a slight deek over here in between Rashi and Tosfos. Look what Tosfos says. Manis hashta mashm le masisin le kos le hainu le fisha hisne imo.
The Tosfos five lines up the bottom of
money.
Money.
Oh, I see.
That makes it sound like
it's more explicit.
Tosfos sound like that this is the case. This is the case, which is sort of like what you're saying, right?
Well, I was saying that it was more implicit. Tosfos seems to be saying that it's explicit. Huh?
So what I mean to say is like this. That Rashi sounds like Bafilu Mochlo. It sounds like from Rashi that Mishnah includes two cases, right? You have one case and Mechila also, right? Now what you're heading in is that you're saying that well this whole thing must be based on a Mechila, right? That's what this is, right? Which sounds that sounds like more like what Tosfos is saying, that the whole case is a case of Mechila, right?
I'll take being agreeing with those
ones. Okay.
Now, in the end of the day, the Gemara is going to answer it, according to Yehuda, this case, but they didn't write a ksuba at all. So, why would the Gemara, or at this point, make the assumption that this is a case of mechila?
So like this. I mean, if the case is a case of mechila, so then. Like Shlomo was saying, either the pshat is that why should she agree to such a thing, right? Or like maybe the Shlomo, other Shlomo saying that we assume that based on the same idea that there must be a mechila going on over here, otherwise why should she accept such a thing? So that's the sakadaitach is that such a case, how could such a thing happen? It must be based on a mechila. That's where that would come from. So that sakadaitach, I think, is a little easier to understand from the Rashi, like I was saying, from the Rashi's mashal, like there's two cases. You have a case without a mechila, and it also includes a case of a mechila. So that was the ktasa aura that once you have a case without a mechila, so who said that we're also talking about mechila? If you're saying that the whole case is only a case of mechila because that's what makes sense, how such a thing could happen, okay, man, it's fine. So I understand we got there, but once the case is even without a mechila, and you're just telling me that kazak daitach, that the Mishnah also includes a mechila, so that would be more the question, that where does that assumption come from? Whereas if you have a pshat in the Mishnah without it, so then what's telling us to include a mechila into the Mishnah also? It's a whole different issue. That's what I was hearing in the case, which is really what I'm hearing. What Shlomo was saying is that to make the case in the Mishnah possible, how such a thing could be, there must have been a mechila. That's where that comes from. Okay? So then that gives a basis for a havamim.
Is the Mishnah deny the same thing or two different things?
I thought that it was the lashon of. We use Lashon Tosfos, Fisha Histima.
Money. Hashta Mashmale Masisan. Lo Kasa Bahainu Fisha Histima. That's somebody denied.
You quoting Tosfos now?
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And the Right? Is that tonight?
Hisna ima means a mechila. Right?
It could mean two different things.
What? Right.
Hisna ima means he made a tonight with her, he made a condition, and she maybe agreed, but mechila means she's Michael. She could have initiated it. I mean.
I think what they mean to say is when he wrote the kesuvah, he wrote it with the tonight that she's going to give a shover. I think that's the thing.
That's what you
think, Shabbos? I think that's the lashon that they're using. That's what they mean.
I mean, the Gemara definitely is on the same. If the case is a case of mechila,
the Mishnah isn't talking about a case of a shover, because the Mishnah says that there wasn't a ksuba.
He's not talking about the Mishnah here. He's talking about the Mishnah that is quoted where the machlokes is over there is.
Well,
yeah, but Tosfos becomes us, right? That's Tosfos says that our mission is that case.
Our what's the same? My Tosfos is referring to our mission,
right? And it is talking about a case of a shover. Our mission?
No, I didn't see
it. It says lo kasa lo ksuva, right? That's not talking about that she got a ksuva and wrote a shover to say.
Isn't that what Tosfos means? Tosfos says Hashem Mashle Masnisin Dulei Kosav Lo Hainu. When our mission says Lei Kosav Lo, it doesn't mean literally Kosav Lo Hainu. It means the future history
imo. He made it tonight. He's not going to give her a ksuba.
That's how I understood. Is that?
Oh, that's it. Says,
I mean, I don't know.
He made it that they'll get married without any ksuba obligations.
And that's similar to the case where he wrote a ksuba
verbally. And she agreed.
Oh, that's what you mean to say.
That's how I understood it also.
Meaning the difference would be if he just Tom didn't write her one and they went and got married without a silver.
Which is the most common, that she didn't realize that there's such a concept of a clue. So she wasn't
she doesn't know the steps of the process. I don't know shit.
I hear you can read it that way. I'm not sure that's what Tosfos means, but I hear you can read it that way.
Okay, I hear. Very good, very good. That's a good point.
I think when you go through all of the Rishonim and you see them, they seem to be using Tanai and Mechila interchangeably. That's what I think. But again, you have to go through it carefully. I had this question, and that's why I read through a bunch of times and I came to that conclusion, but that doesn't necessarily. But I hear what you're saying.
Okay, fine. Just what to think about in that, but you have to think it through. See, let's hit the Gemara. Let's try to get this Gemara over here. Start the Gemara. So the Gemara tells us like this, right? With Rashi, that the assumption of the Gemara is that our mission is or includes such a case. We'll call it mechila, and therefore our mission is getting involved in the machlekes of Yehuda and the Meir whether the issue can be moichel. Now, I would like to just mention something that you mentioned before that the reasoning of Remeir is because Ksuba is the right to mass nashkos for Torah, but I believe that we know the point of Remeir that the Ksuba, only a Ksuba is the right, not a Ksuba almon, right? So that wouldn't. Right, help for the case of Almona. Okay.
This doesn't fit the lashon of the Mishnah. The Mishnah says it's Tanai Beistin. If it's Rabbi Meir, then it should have said, you know, because it shouldn't have said that it's Tanai Beistin. It should have said because it's Zoraisa.
Mm-hmm. So the truth of it is that's a question even without this, right? Right? I mean, there's a close mind that would think if the mission is Remeir, so then you can ask that question, right? What's tonight Bezin, which Kipute sounds like is referring to the whole din, even the din of the stool. Okay, that's a valid
Yehuda,
question.
According to Rabbi Yehuda, is it specifically because she wrote his Kabbalti and she wrote back a shover, or because she agreed to the patent?
Agreed to the what? What's the last
deal?
Patent.
Oh, patent?
No.
No.
It's a Yiddish word, because I don't know what it means.
Good, okay. That's good. I don't know what it
sounds good. It's a patent. It's like a strategy. Something that you try to scheme up.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Fun.
Mm-hmm. So, see, in that case, I understood that you have to make a legal mechila, because he was mechayiv himself ktuba. So
even Kodesh Rabbi Yehuda verbally wouldn't do it. That's how you understood.
I mean, whatever. I don't know if is that enough to accomplish a mechila in part verbally? Okay, I don't know. What you know is the shaver creating the transaction, or it's a raya? Right. What is this?
Maybe the shaver is the mechila. Like,
so if it is the mechilas, then it would seem like you needed to accomplish that. Right? It could be that it's just a rhyme. Maybe verbally, theoretically, it helps. If you have the agent that heard her be mechil, it'd be the same thing. Right? So he wants to know whether you need the shaver for the in order to accomplish the mechila itself, or it's just a rhyme. Yeah. Good try. Good to say. Okay, Baruch Hashem.
Can I ask a question to Rabbi Meir also? Is would it be aser for her to just make a verbal mechila? Right? It's without a shover.
Would it be aser or would it work?
That's dependent.
Well, would it work and be aser?
Right. One dependent on the other.
Right? Because.
Okay, yeah.
Right?
Because. Aser to have the beer or aser to make the deal?
Both. Right?
Yeah, I mean, he's saying it's really dependent on whether you accomplished it. If you don't accomplish, then nothing happened. Then, right? Yes. Yeah, so let's try to get the train of the Gemara over here. So we're assuming that our Mishnah is speaking even in the case of mechila, and if so, then our Mishnah is mevuyeh that mechila doesn't help. So therefore, zok the Gemara that our Mishnah is remeh, because if Yehuda holds that mechila does help. Ema Seif, the second book of the Mishnah, Kosov lo sada shavamone, tachas masayim zuz, v'loi Kosov lo kol nechosin, this lach roi l'ksubos, v'chai, chutnai bezden, ason Rabbi Yehuda. Mora says that this book, as it comes in contra like Rabbi Yehuda, do Omar, achrai is toy seferu. There's a machlekes, whether achrai is toy seferu. Right? We'll see the Gemara. The Rebbe Meir, hoi machrai is lav toy seferu this nan. The Mishnah says as follows: Moshe Shtachoi. This is in Hilchas Aveda. A person finds a lost thing, and then what he found was a choy. One person owed someone else money. Moshe Shtachoi. Imyesh ben achayis nechasim lo yachris bezdin nefroy mehem. The Mishnah says that whether he should return it or not. Now we'll see the returning over here is to the malva to collect with it. Whether he should return to the malva is dependent on yesh b'nachrayis mechosim. That means that if there is one has the ability to collect from lukuchos, if there are shibudim, if the kakois of the loiva are mishubid to this choiv, and therefore the malva can go to the lukuchos and take the carcass away, then lo yachzir. Shebezdin from him, because bezdin has the ability to take from the lukuchos. Ein malachais nechasim yachzir. Ein bezdin from him. The mayor holds that it's totally on whether it's written in the shtar where the kakois are achroi, but the ikra halacha over here is whether you turn it or not has to do with whether this shtar is payable from shubam from lukuchos also. Now why is that? So why is that the depending factor? So Rashi says like this. Rashi mentions two points. First of all, that because the first question over here is, when you find the shtar, so really, even without lukuchas over here, right, the issue over here is that, you know, is the shtar valid? Should you give it to the malve? Did he drop it? Right, it's a valid, and he'll go collect, right? Or maybe it was paid up already, and it really, it was dropped from the loive.
Isn't there something about that a lover normally destroys it after he gets it back because he doesn't want to leave it around because it might get back to the malva's amount?
Okay, it could be. Mm-hmm.
There's also a svara that a malva protects his stars and he doesn't drop them in the street.
He might not be able to get back his money.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Right. So we're not going to get involved in that right now. Rashi says like this. Rashi says that this is speaking, even in the case where the loiva is moiden, that he didn't pay up. Right? So loiva is telling us that it's not hishtar, right? And he's agreeing that it should go to the malva. Nevertheless, right? And that's why the issue over here is an issue of lukuchis. It's not an issue of loiva or malva. Now, why taka is it? If the loiva agrees that he didn't pay up, so why should we not give it to the malva? And that actually says that the problem over here is a chashash knunya, that we're afraid that maybe the shtar really was paid up. And there is a plan over here between the malva and the loive that they'll get, make as if it wasn't paid up, and as if, you know, the loive doesn't have what to pay with, and the shtar gives us the right to collect from the kuchas. They'll get from the kuchas and they'll split it.
That's not going to help anybody because the lukuchas are just going to go right back and sue the loiva, and anytime the loiva gets anything in the future, they're going to take it from him. So, why would the loiva agree? How would that help the loiva? It's very short term. So for a short amount of time, unless he's planning never to own cattle for the rest of his life, maybe it will help him. But for the rest of his life, he's going to have this guy suing him and banging down his door to get the thing back. So
maybe it's not as easy as you're making it sound for the kufas to retrieve their payment. All right, so that's cool. So
unless the kufas bought without a price.
Look.
They bought the field without a price, and they can go back. If it gets taken from them, they can go back to the lover. To the seller. Is there such a thing? They buy a field, they buy it, that the seller guarantees that if it gets taken away by a balchol, they'll replace it. But maybe this field was sold to the kufas without a price. Is there such a thing?
There could be such a thing, but it doesn't really sound it's dependent on that.
I think that a person doesn't want to get his land repossessed, and people would like to repossess and have him, you know, sue him in court. Right? He has a lot of debt. He has his name, so they make the deal, and don't worry about the
repercussions later.
Yeah.
Even though, in the end, he only is getting half of this deal, and when eventually he loses in court, he's going to have to bear the full amount. It's very short-sightedness. It's very he only looking for today. Today he made some money, but tomorrow he's going to have to pay double.
He seems to have. He seems to be a good planner about how to deal with these situations.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So let's hear this. So I mean, this much is clear, and everyone really agrees to the premise over here that there's a concern over here that Lukuchas might lose out, and therefore that. If one could go to Lukuchas, then we're not going to give back the shtar to the malva. However, Reb Meir says that whether these kakoyas are mishubit or not, it depends on when it's written the shtar. So, if there's nothing written in the shtar, that's what we call achrayis latoyis sefer. That means achrayis, the responsibility to it is whatever it says, that's what it is. The Chacham is coming. Echad zev echad lo yachad. I'm shbeitin nifroa mehen. The Chacham argues that you can never return it, even if it's not written in the shtar achrayis, because regardless that one has the right to go to lukuchis. Right, that's what we refer to as achrayis toyis sofer. That if achrayis is not written in the shtar, then we assume that it's a mistake, and therefore in astam there is achrayis. Now, so therefore something more like this. So in our Mishnah, and it's very important over here like this. That means like this. That the halacha in our Mishnah, right now, we're focusing really on a certain point. Remember, this bava said it's a little complicated because the bava talks about that you mishabed a karka which is worth less. Right now, we're talking about the ikedin of shibudim. Right now, we're talking about taka shibud. Right, you know, mentioned before bnei chayin and shibudim. Right now, we're talking about as far as shibud, as far as lukuchas are concerned, and our Gemara is understanding that in our Mishnah, right, we're saying that his other nechostim, right, he was not mishabed. On the contrary, right. So there's no shibud on the other nechostim, and Zolta Gemara that this is dependent on the general shaila of achrayis toyos sofer or not. That's what our Gemara is saying over here.
Milva pen never has a chayis.
Right.
And milva v'shtar, the machlokes of whether it automatically has a chayis or whether it only has a chayis if it's written in the
shtar. Right. Mm-hmm. Now we'll just raise a little point that we're going to talk about over here that probably was. You know, either in the front or back of our minds, that when we talk about a chayis toyos sofer, so I mean, from the way the Gemara expresses it, it sounds like, you know, if there is no achrayis there, we assume that it was a mistake, and that's why we work with achrayis. Now, I mean, one question that one, you know, you need to explain over here is that the fact that it's a mistake, you know, but how does it get the achrayis into the shtar? I mean, it's safe, kosef, it's not here, right? So what do we mean when we say achrayis toyos sofer? But what's the difference if it was a toyos and not a toyos? But today the shtar was made without achrayis. You know, how does the fact that it's a toyos sofer therefore put achrayis into the shtar?
Does it sound like it's a tonight present? Like automatic that...
It seems even
so, so then, what does it have to do with Torah Sefer?
Right. It seems like that when you say there's a loan in a star, it inherently has the implications that, and all my land is mishubed. Based on that, that's what it seems to be.
Just speaking out that when we say Toyos Sofer, it's really more than that, right? It means that there's some kind of understanding that like a non sadi that right in umdino, very good, right? On such a thing, more it says by loishadi inish ibazuzi b'chdi, right? Person is not going to give away his money, you know, without protecting it, and therefore that's what that's really based on. Now, but that brings us to the next question over here. That's all good if it's left out, and then we need to figure out what was the das over here. So we'll assume that's what it was. But in our mission over here, that a specific tanai was set up over here. So is that really the same issue over here? Right, you know, over here we're talking about that he set up that only this field, not the other fields. So like, well, there's no Toyos Sofer over here. There's no.
So if we go back to the Rav's initial point of that ritva,
okay,
right? So that's only talking about what he's being mechayev, not. In other words, you can understand that that's only talking about what he's being mechayev, but not what's meshubad in order to collect from. In other words, he's saying that I'm giving you this $100 piece of land that is worth $200. If, let's say, for whatever reason that land isn't around, so then, all my property would be meshubad to pay that amount.
So, if that wasn't part of the case, and if the case was just that he was meshavet a kak which was worth 200, he designated one kak which was taka worth 200, right, then things would be different.
I don't think so. In other words, again, he's saying that you can have this piece of land,
right?
But there's an inherent understanding that if for whatever reason that, you know.
That's what it means. If this piece of land is around, then you can only get from this land, and you can't choose other lands. Then what is he doing? What does he need to do that for?
I think what you mean to say is that even if you, let's say they designated a land that was worth 200, and they didn't say call in a chasim, that the to'usofrim is that maybe that land won't be worth the 200, you know, and so there would be achrayas. You'd still need the achrayas, even though he designated a piece of land for that situation. Where so that was what you mean to say?
Yeah.
You heard what I was saying?
So the designation doesn't mean anything. That's what it amounts to.
Well, it means something if the land is worth 200. Then you know.
Then that's, but it's not there, we get something else.
Right. And so.
But if the land is worth 200, then what?
If the land is worth 200, then she gets that piece of land, and then she can't go after anything else. Yeah,
it could even be worth 300. And there's a question: if the value of that land, for whatever reason, gets ruined, is the rest of his lands meshubad to it, or you know that?
I mean, your question was: once he's designated a piece of land, isn't the whole point that he specifically left out achrayas because he was designating lands?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I think what he's saying is that even when you designate a piece of land, there are cases where achrayas. Maybe your question is still there. I mean, he still left it out intentionally. It's not a tu'usofrim. He left it out intentionally.
In theory, could you have a ksuba that says that I'm designating you this land, which I'm deeming worth, you know, even though it's 100, I'm deeming it's worth 200, right? And if for whatever reason that land isn't available, the rest of my land is achrayus to that, right? And in theory, you could make such a condition.
Mm-hmm.
And if he didn't put that tanai in, so did he do it because it was a mistake, or is he specifically not taking achrayus?
Okay.
Now that it's worth
all. What that would mean is that therefore this will help us understand maybe why the Mishnah is talking about this case. So the relevance of this tanai will just be that if this karka is around at the time of collection,
let's say the mafia takes over the piece of land, right?
Right.
So he can't just say, okay, well, you know, collect it from the mafia, and you know, and she loses out.
Right.
Or is there an achrayus that, you're unable to collect that piece of land, so now the rest of my land is achrayus on it. Right, and since it isn't written in the star, so do we assume that that was his intention, or do we assume that he explicitly left it out, and therefore, if she can't collect that land, you know, it's her loss.
Mm-hmm. 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 Okay, so what you're heading at is that even though he said this, but it's not a contradiction to understand that there is some kind of fight going on. It's not a contradiction to what he's doing, because he's talking about something specific, which what I meant to point out is that according to that, then I don't know if we understood before, if the karka is worth 200, then would this be relevant? Because if the karka's worth 200 and the karka's here, it's always up to him to pay with what he wants.
Right.
But again,
we're talking about a case where the karka isn't here. Right. In other words, if he has even metopolin, right, so she's going to collect for the metopolin. But talking about he's broke, he sold all his land, right? This piece of land happens to be in a state where she can't collect it, like the mafia case, or he got condemned because of nuclear waste. That was right. So now can she go to the other lekuchos and say that, look, he owed me, this value? And they say, yeah, but there's no, it's not written in your ksuba that there was achrayus on it.
Okay, I hear.
I learned this from, I didn't say anything about mafia or
Okay, I was really trying to get to the end of it. It's so hard to leave with
it's a very difficult studio.
Hanging over here. Okay, but let's just see what we have over here.
Yeah.
Right? The outline of the sugya over here is that there are two topics which are Machlekes, Reb Meir, and Reb Yehuda. First topic the Gemara talks about is we call Mechila, and the issue who's Mechila Ksuba while she's still Tachtav is a Machlekes, Reb Meir, and Reb Yehuda. The Gemara understands that the Reisha of our Mishnah is including Akoponim, that case, right? And if our Mishnah says that he's Mechila, that means that Tanai doesn't help. And that's why the Gemara says that Manu Masih is in Reb Meir. The second Bava in our Mishnah involves the shaila of achrayis toy sefer or not, and the din of the Mishnah, which the Mishnah says that even though he designated or specified a specific karka and was not mishabed all his karkois, nevertheless all his karkois are achroy, the Gemara says that should be dependent on the din of achrayis toy sefer or not. That's what the Gemara tells us. And in that machloikis, so then our Mishnah is like the Rabbanon, which is Shitas Rabbi Yehuda, like Rashi explains. So Fretig Gemara, Reisha Meir, V'Seifa Rabbi Yehuda. That's the Gemara's difficulty, that we should have in one Mishnah, one Baba should be one Tana, right? And the next Baba should be a different Tana. The Reisha and the Seifa don't go together.
Why does that bother us? Don't we have all the place that high Tana Sabalake here, a mayor of Mechila Sabalake?
So that's a shock battalion in the Gemara, right? Akash and the Teretz, right? Which sounds like that's not the optimum way to have a mission, right?
We have no other choice.
If we stuck, then we could do that. But
it's kind of a whole thing, because there are better answers than worse answers in the Gemara. So whenever you see it give an answer, you can start to think, it obviously didn't have any of the better answers. So all of these other things, you know that it didn't have.
Mm-hmm. Now, the Gemara. Right over here, in when it gets to the Sefer, the Gemara raises a possible parrot. Maybe this last question is not fair, right? Because our Mishnah is Ksuba, and we're relating a din of Shah Shtaris. So this that there's a machlek is whether Achrayis Toy Sefer or not is only by Shah Shtaris. But something more, maybe by Ksuba, everyone would hold in that case that all the Nechasim would be Mishubi. Now, what the reason for that is? Why should Ksuba be any different? So the lashon of Rashi is that Rashi says that by Ksuba everyone holds that Achrayis is Toy Sefer. That's the lashon of Rashi. You see, then that there's a hagah in the Rashi that a little different nusach, which will make it a little bit easier for us to understand, and that's based on the din of Tanai Beis Din, right? Meaning it's say like this: that when we say Achrayis Toy Sefer, like we just discussed before, that's really a question of an umdino, what the das of the mischayev over here is. The dinner of Tanai Beis Din is that regardless of what you wanted to do, but that's part of the din that's automatically chal that chiv, that responsibility. So that would be an easy way to understand why Ksuba and Shtaris are choluk. Now the Mishnah is like this: is that really one could have really asked in the first place? That doesn't the Mishnah say that? Right? We'll see. Maybe even you know the Gemara is going to continue on that is not true. Don't make this chiluk. And the Gemara brings us to us that the Tana puts the two together, right? So now it would seem to be that the reasoning for this halacha is because Achrayis is Toy Sefer, right, which is halacha which applies by all stars. So
yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Achrayis, well, our Mishnah. What does our Mishnah hold? Right?
Our
Mishnah. Yeah, but our Mishnah says Chayiv.
Right?
Our Mishnah says Chayiv, right? So it holds Toy Sefer.
Right? Our Mishnah is going to be holding Achrayis as Toy Sefer. But doesn't our Mishnah say because of Tanai Beis Din? Right? What does our Mishnah say in that book? Right?
Right.
So Taka, how do we understand what the Gemara is thinking over here? The Gemara is saying that our Mishnah is getting involved in Machlokes Achrayis Toy Sefer, which is a general Machlokes, is no different between Ksuba, right? And Shah Shtaris. The basis of our Mishnah, right, is because of the halacha of Achrayis Toy Sefer.
So if we go back to the beginning of this year again,
yeah.
There were two issues
mm-hmm.
here, and so the Tanai Beis Din is referring to the other issue, the value of the.
Okay, I hear, right? That's a plan. That's a plan. Mm-hmm.
Patent. Patent.
Yeah. Okay. Just wanted to raise that question. And but let's just hear us the Gemara. Let's hear us the Gemara. The Gemara says like this: Zok the Gemara, Ivo is Emo. In the answer of this question,
you didn't answer the question you just asked. Right. Says
so Shlomo offered an answer, and what his answer was in short words, he said that if you make that Bava Mishnah really is dealing with two issues, right? The Ritzvah you said over, right? Yeah. Right, that's one issue in the Mishnah, and the second issue in the Mishnah is that whether the nechosim achroi, the Gemara is really focusing on the achrais of the nechosim issue. So the Tanai Bez might just be referring to the issue of the mosayim, right? The value of the karka, right? Okay, I said a big hitzer, but you'll work it out, right?
I guess there's a different answer. I mean, the Gemara is saying that Rabbi Meir doesn't make a chiluk, so he wouldn't say it's a Tanai based in by Ksuba, because he holds that it's not Tos Sofrim, Ben Ksuba, Ben, and there was no Tanai based in. Then the question would be, why does Rabbi Yehuda say it's Tanai based in? Because he holds even Baalma. Okay,
right.
I hear what you're saying.
Right.
Okay, fine. Okay.
It says, Dr. Gemara. So right now we're up to the Gemara's Terek. Yehuda. Zokta Gemara, we could say that the whole Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda. The question was the race of the Mishnah. We understood the race of the Mishnah is Haman Rabbi Meir. Zokta Gemara, no. Hosam kost vole hiskabalti. Hochole kost vole hiskabalti. So the first Terek of the Gemara is that the Gemara is telling us that the race of the Mishnah Taka does not include hiskabalti. Right, so whatever we discussed initially, why the Gemara assumed that was so, the Gemara is being chosen, and the Gemara is saying that in truth the Mishnah is not talking about a case of Tanai, but Tanai would help, and our Mishnah is just speaking Kipshuta without any Mechila.
That it's not written, so you still have to give the money.
Right, but in the event that if it was set up with a Mechila, then a Mechnami, then that would help. Iboy is Emo Reb Meir. The second Terech of the Gemara is that the whole Mishnah is Reb Meir. On that, the question was the Seifa of our Mishnah. Seifa of our Mishnah seems to say that you could collect all the Nechosim are Achroi. Right? That's going with right. So doesn't that mean Achrai is Toy Seifa? Meir holds Achrai is not Toy Seifa. Zok the Gemara. My chad katan min hamichurorin that zok the Gemara that when our Mishnah says that chayev in a chanami, it doesn't mean from mishubadim, it only means from mechurorin. So this is what we were discussing before that according to what the Gemara is saying right now that what the Mishnah, in the truth is as far as Mishabodim is concerned, in a Chanami, Laptoy Sefer, and therefore he didn't include it. So he's taka not Machleiv at all. You cannot go to a Lekeach for other Karkois. What was he doing? What was he doing originally was that even from himself he was trying to limit the collection. Now that the Mishnah says, That he can't do. He can't limit the collection. He calls man that the karka is by him. Now, but it comes out like this: is that that's you know you really see from the whole story like this that when we say that the Tanai Bezdin that you don't have to set up the chiyuv of ksuba. Because this is something that someone that you mechuyev, and therefore the hiskayvus comes on by itself. You see from the Gemara that does not include the din of shibud nechosim. Shibud nechosim you do have to activate, and that's what Gemara says that it's dependent on the din of a chayv toy sefer or not. B'negeya to the b'nei chayrin, that's where the din is tanai bezdin, but concerning. Now, once that's so then maybe that's another answer to the question that we asked before, right? And even in the Sakadaitach of the Gemara, right, when the Gemara is saying that it's dependent on a Chayis Toyes Sefer, and we ask the question, well, you know, but it isn't Mishnah says it's Tanai Bezdin, right? So Quanta was saying now that we can even talk about Benegeya to the Kakois, but the chiluk is whether it's by him or it's by or it's benegeya to the Shibudim. The Gemara, even the Havmin the Gemara, that the Gemara that the Gemara was thought that the Pshat in the Mishnah is that all the Nechas Machroi and you can go to Lukuchis and get it. But the reason for that might still be two different things. That for Lukuchis, Tanai Bezin doesn't talk to that like you see in the Gemara, and it never did. So that's Takatoli on the Din of our highest Tari Sefer. But as far as B'nai Didei, if you want to collect from B'nai Chayrin, that is totally in Tanai Bezin. Now, just the only point that you have to just think about over here is that if there is a din of Achrayis Toy Sefer, so how does that play out in a gate to Minei Didei? Could that in itself be a reason also, right, to say that all his kakois are mishubit? And it's the same. But he did one thing. He does in this character, right? And what he was saying was that whether it's by me or whether it's by someone else, you can only collect from this character, right? And on that edina, it's edina of Achrayis Toy Sefer, which says that even though he said this, but however we explained before, that you know he still doesn't mean to take away the ability to collect. In the event that the character he's designating is not available, so is there any reason why that talks specifically to mishubadim more than mechurorim? That svara of Toy Sefer, shouldn't that apply also to kakois that are by him? And what I'm getting at is like this: and as I just told you that the reason why the Mishnah says that it's Tanai Bezdin, granted that that's not relevant for the din of Mishubodim Balakuchis, because that's totally Nachayis Toy Sefer, but the Mishnah is saying that when I get to Minei Day, right? By him. So Bishlom Alamaskonas Hagimoro, that the Tano really could hold Achrayis Lav Toy Sefer. So fine. So then Yitaka can't go to Lukuchis. So why is it that you could go to Nechorim? That's because of Tanai Bezdin, right? But what I was trying to tell you is that even the Saka Daitach of the Gemara, that our Mishnah holds Achrayis is Toy Sefer, and you could go to Lukuchis for other Kakois. So, would that also be a reason why you could go to him and collect other kakois? If that would be, so then I wouldn't be answering the question that Tanai Bezdin. What do you need Tanai Bezdin for? Right? That's what I'm being more on the teretz that I just said right now. In the Sakadaitach of the Gemara, that we're going that Achrayis is Toy Sefer. And the question was, doesn't the Mishnah say that it's Tanai Bezdin, right? That's the reasoning. So I was offering to you that Tanai Bezdin is benegay to the Bnei Chayrin, right? And the Achrayis Toy Sefer is only benegay to the Mishubodim, right? That was the possible answer to that. And on that I'm being aware right now is that that's assuming that the Din Achrayis Toy Sefer is never going to talk to Bnei Chayrin. That idea, right? He's never going to talk to Bnei Chayrin, right? And that's what we're just raising a point. That do we understand why that should be?
Are you saying that then the Tanai Bezdin is saying that, let's say, even for the first 100, if now there's no land around, that she can come after Metaltalin? For that first 100, that's what Tanai Bezdin is? Or is the Tanai Bezdin is that even that the Ketubah said 200, and he gave a land of 100, and that the Tanai is that he still has to pay the extra 100?
I'm talking from where you can get it from. I'm focused on from where you can make the connection. Even if there wasn't an issue of value. But I'm talking about it as if he designated the collection from a specific field. Now, for some reason, that field is not around, so you could go to other kakois.
But do I need a Tanai Bezdin to say he made that a Baal Chov can go after Metalta? Do I need a Tanai Bezdin for that? He owes her money. Isn't it pashut you can go after metalta?
I mean, even if you designate something else?
So I borrow money, and I say in the shtar, you know, okay, I'm designating this piece of land to pay you back. But I mean, isn't it?
I'm assuming that the designation is limiting the place of collection.
You can't come after metalta land at all anymore.
Yeah. Yeah. Right? Or, you know, if it makes a difference between Taplin and Karka, let's talk about Karka. Right? But there's a limitation. You're limiting the place of collection. And I'm assuming that by Shash Doris, you could do such a thing like that.
I'm lending you money. I'm borrowing money from you. You can only take this piece of land if I don't pay you back. If I don't pay you back, you can take this piece of land, but you can't come after for me for my metal, for my cash.
Right.
Even though I've got plenty of cash in the bank to pay you, you can't take any of that. If I decide not to pay you, you can only take this piece of land.
Yeah, I mean, that I should be able to do that. You know, you could decide what you want to do. I'm lending you the money, right? You know, this is the payment.
And then that's an IV based, and you can't do that by super. That's what you want to say.
Right. Now, what I was wondering on that is the concept of Achrayis Toisefa, how it plays out in our case over here, would that affect also even the Bnei Chorin? That we'd say also the same idea that such a tnai was set up was only, you know, in the event that it's around. But if it's not around, then of course, you know, you could get other things. So if the concept of Achrayis Toisefa applies to Bnei Chorin, then l'chor, what I'm saying is not going to answer the question. Because I'm trying to say that we need the Tnai Bezin for the Bnei Chorin.
Right. And you're saying that when somebody that the Oso from Ba'achrayis is very specifically saying you can go after my Lukuchos, but not that you can go after me.
Mm-hmm.
It says Kol Nechasim Achrayim means the Nechasim that I sold. But not the Nechasim that I still own.
That's what I'm being more on what I'm saying, which you know, I don't necessarily mean to say that's definitely what it is, right?
No, just clarifying. That's
yeah,
what you mean to say.
Right. Mm-hmm. Akoponim. So that's what we are. Let's just hear again. The last text of the Gemara is that the Gemara says as follows: that it's a question over here is what the Mishnah is saying. Right, this is the Mishnah sense. According to the whole Mishnah, comes out according to Reb Meir, Zokta Gemara, is that we'll have to adjust what the Mishnah is saying. We were assuming that the Mishnah is saying that you could go to the Kuchas to any Karka. Zokta Gemara, the Mishnah is not saying that. Lo'elim, you can't. Right, what does the Gemara mean to say that all his Nechosim are Achroi? It just means that calls mind that they're by him. Right, that's the more thing. So the difference between the two Tusmi Mora is whether the Mishnah as is could come out according to everyone. That's the first teretz. The second teretz Mora is that definitely we can't. Everyone's not agreeing to the halacha. Achrayis Toisefa is machlokes. We can't do that. The question just is how do you read the Mishnah? Right. That's the question. Right? The answer is that if we could change the halacha that the Mishnah is telling us, then it could come out according to Meir also. Right. That's it. So the plan, there's two different plans the Gemara is terutzin. Right, that's what the Gemara is doing. Right? Okay, fine. Hold on. Fine.
Yeah.